ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पादृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय गोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। कर्मण्यकर्म यः पश्येदकर्मणि च कर्म यः स बुद्धिमान् मनुष्येषु स युक्तकृत्स्नकर्मकृत्। यर् सीयिङ्ग् दिस् सूत्रश्लोकः। A shloka which contains highest Vedantic teaching. Through this shloka, Bhagavan wants to convey an important fact that I, the Atma, is ever free from duties, ever free from actions, ever free from results born out of actions. In the last class we were seeing there are many differences between Atma and Anatma. Atma means Aham, Anatma means Ahankaraha, body-mind complex. Entire spiritual practice is to differentiate these two in our day-to-day life. All the time we side towards the Ahankara, whether it is our biodata or it is our motives in life, whether it is our desires in life, all for the sake of pampering or satisfying this Ahankara, body-mind complex. Bhagavan says, Ahankara is anitya vastu, therefore mithya, it has come to existence at particular time, therefore it is not permanent, therefore it is mithya. Mithya means what? It is available for experience, but it is not a fact. That is the meaning of mithya. That which is available for experience, but that which is not a fact is called mithya. If it is a fact, it is called satyam. If it is not at all available for experience also, it is called asatyam. Like sasashringaha, rabbit har, it is not available, nobody has seen, so it is called asatyam. If it is available, it is called satyam. And that which is available for experience and at the same time that which is not true is called mithya. Like our dream world is available for experience, we experience it, that's why we could remember it after waking up, but still it is not a fact. Dream money is not counted along with our wealth and asset. Dream wife cannot claim that I am your second wife. Already one wife is there for this man and he dreams there some other wife he marries. The dream wife cannot come and say that I am your second wife, because it is mithya. Similarly, Bhagavan here wants to say that your body-mind complex ahankaraha is a mithya vastu. All actions happen at the level of this ahankara, at the level of atma. You, the atma, don't do any action at all. Therefore, you are akarta while doing all types of actions, or whether you are doing any action or not, that is not the criterion. You are akarta all the time. And ahankaraha is karta all the time, whether that fellow is doing action or not. Even when he is sleeping and snoring, still that action is there in the form of bija, in the form of a seed, resolute form it is there. That's why as even he gets up, immediately it has lot of works. A wise man knows this discrimination. The person who has this discrimination is called wise man. He knows the difference between himself and his body mind complex. Every individual is the combination of both these aspects. Wise man knows the difference between himself, the atma, the consciousness, and the difference between body mind complex. And he considers always that I am the conscious entity, all pervasive entity, cannot be movable, therefore I cannot do any action. Wise man knows this, therefore he is happy and free. Ignorant doesn't know this differentiation, therefore he takes properties of the body mind complex as his own properties. When body is working, he says I am working. When body is resting, he says I am resting. So that is the central theme of this entire shloka, but the shloka is given in the paradoxical language, because anywhere Upanishadic ideas comes, it will not be given as a casual statement. It will be given always as a paradoxical statement, because you have to think over it repeatedly. So we left the shloka here. Karmani akarmaha yah pashyet. Karmani adhyaropitam karmani. Body is doing action, but that action of the body is superimposed on atma. That's why you can say I am doing action. Who is doing action? Body is doing action. That body's action is superimposed to I, so it is called superimposed action. In that superimposed action, karmani akarmaha yah pashyet. Actually atma doesn't have any karma at all, therefore akartru atmani adhyaropitam karmani atmanaha akarma yah pashyet. One who sees actionlessness in the action superimposed on atma, then akarmani karmaha yah pashyet. Akarmani, akarmani means what? Inaction. Inaction means tushni bhavaha. That tushni bhavaha is happening when the body is at rest. When body is at rest, action is there, but still it is in the bija avastha, in seed form only. Jnani knows, even though it is not available in an expressed way at present, it is going to express afterwards, as long as that individual has ignorance. Anatmanaha akarmani yaha karma bhijam pashyet saha manushyeshu buddhiman. Generally, when we see someone, the person is sitting, but if you see as walking, that means what? Error, madness, correct? Something is static, you see it as moving. Something is moving, you see it as static. If you have this type of experience, psychologists will call you as mad. Bhagavan calls that person as buddhiman. So we have to understand, very difficult to explain it. I try my level best repeatedly. Body's actions are taken and given to consciousness. Therefore, when body acts, we say, I act. So it is already superimposed action on atma. Wise man knows, even though the person says, I act, that action doesn't belong to him, it belongs to his body. In action of the atma, he sees inaction. So he gives back. It is given to atma by ignorant way. So jnani, mentally he gives that the action belong to body only. I, the atma, is akarta. And similarly, the person is sleeping or resting. In that expressed tushni bhava, in that expressed bhija avastha of the inaction, he sees the potential action. Tomorrow when he gets up, whole house will be what? At turmoil. That's why when mothers are working, children will try to go and wake up the father. So mother will tell, hey, lot of work is there, let him sleep. If he gets up, there will be turmoil. So that is the vision. That's why the jnanis are called seer. He sees something which normal man doesn't see. He sees something which normal mind doesn't see. Therefore, saha manushyeshu buddhiman. Therefore, jnani never tries to be free from actions at the body mind level. What is the benefit of this vision? Bhagavan says, either action or inaction will not cause bondage. In our life, we can see, if you give lot of work, that fellow will grumble. Lot of work, lot of work, lot of work. All right, you say, you don't do work at all, sit quietly. Then also you'll say, no work, no work, no. So both are cause of sorrow. Both are cause of sorrow. If you give lot of work, still he will be suffering. If you don't give work also, he will be suffering. So both the presence and absence of the actions are cause of bondage to a ignorant person. Jnani doesn't have this bondage. Therefore, he will never try to avoid actions, nor he will try to perform actions. Nor he is agitated or bounded by actions of the body-mind complex. He has discovered his inner actionlessness. Inner actionlessness means what? In reality, I don't do any action. In my presence, my body-mind complex are performing this action. It is called inner space. I think I have told you. Like an actor, there is an actor and he is going to play a role of beggar. In his understanding, he has a wisdom that though I am going to become a beggar for some time, really I will not become a beggar. By playing that role, my richness will go more. 1 crore I will get extra by acting that role. So that inner space, this is called inner cognitive space, which is in the form of knowledge. He knows, beggar is me, beggar's leg is my leg, beggar's hands are my hands, beggar's body, my body. So beggar is me, I am not the beggar. It's a peculiar equation. Generally A is equal to B means B is equal to A only. Here Vedanta has one calculation, B is equal to A, but A is never B. Actor is never the beggar, beggar is the actor. A peculiar equation. This equation is available in the form of knowledge in the mind of the jnani. So every action of body-mind complex are his actions only, but at the same time he say, I don't do any action. Body mind complex does action, therefore he says that action belongs to me, but I don't belong to that body. A peculiar cognitive space. So he is utterly relaxed in spite of activities, tremendous activities he does. And all our life we struggle to build one small house, one small car, 5 to 10 people. We may try to have 5 to 10 people to love us. But jnani means what? He can create, establish institutions. In his name, thousands of years those institutions can run, money will come. And people will love him even if he is not available physically. So all our struggle are with small, small things. His level of achievements will be grand achievement. But still, he has that inner relaxedness, he has discovered inner actionlessness in spite of performing various activities. This discovery is called jnanena karma sannyasaha. Why Bhagavan says this? Arjuna wanted to do karma sannyasa. Karma sannyasa means what? renouncing all acts and go to forest. Bhagavan says, physically jumping from one type of action is not the solution for human problem. You jump from the frying pan and you will end up in fire only. So therefore, physical escapism is not the solution for human problems. Here if you have one type of problem by having one type of duties, when you change the duties, again another type of problems will be there. Stay wherever you are, find out that inner freedom in the form of knowledge. Jnanena karma sannyasaha, renunciation of all actions, not physically, but by knowledge. Jnani has discovered this freedom from karma through knowledge. So he is called Vidvat Sanyas. Bhagavan calls him Saha Manushyeshu Buddhiman. It's an indirect scolding for entire humanity. Bhagavan says that Jnani alone is a Buddhiman. Buddhiman means what? Buddhi Asya Asti Iti Buddhiman. Dhanam Asya Asti Iti Dhanavan. One who has money is called rich man. Correct? One who uses that money is called rich man. Similarly, this Jnani has used the Buddhi which I have given to humanity. All others are what? Or Acharya Swamiji said, Buddhus. All others are Buddhus. Though they have money, like a stingy person, a stingy man is there, what they call Kripanaha, he is called a miserly man. If he is a miser, he may have money, but it is not useful. It is not useful either for him or for the other person. So he will simply keep in bureaus and bank balances, that's all. He will not use it. So he is called Kripanaha. Who is a rich man? One who spends money is called rich man. To spend money, you should have money. So having money is not the criterion for becoming a rich man. Spending capacity, how you use it for some purpose, either for himself or for others. Similarly, having a faculty of thinking is not the criterion to be called as human being. Using that faculty of thinking is the criterion for human being. That's what in Upanishad, this scolding is based on Upanishad. Bhagavan is indirectly scolding. Jnani is Buddhiman means what? All others are fools. Indirect scolding. So this scolding is based on Upanishad Pramanam. In the Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, Yova Yedadaksharam Gargi Aviditva Asma Loka Traiti Saha Kripanaha. Ata yaha yedadaksharam gargi viditva asma loka traiti saha brahmanaha. That mantra says, Yajnavalkya Rishi says, one who doesn't gain this knowledge and depart from this world, he is a miser. What is the connection between being miserliness and ignorant? What is the connection? See, miserliness generally connected with one who doesn't share with others is called miser. Correct? Here Upanishad says, a treasure is given to you. What is the treasure? Thinking faculty, which is not given to any other species. Only to human being it is given. The treasure is not at all used. Therefore, you are called a miser. Yaha aviditva. Yetat aksharam aviditva. Aksharam means what? Brahman. Paramarthika satyam aviditva asma loka praiti saha kripanaha. One who departs, one who dies, one who gives up this body without knowing the Lord, without knowing the paramarthika satyam, he is called miser. And one who knows and gives up his body, he is called brahmanaha. Brahmana lakshanam is called. Who is the Brahmin? Jnani alone is the actual Brahmin. All others are namke vaste Brahmin or keychain Brahmin. Keychain, you know, keychain, they keep that upavita, that sacred thread, they keep it as a keychain. Or back scratching Brahmins, namke vaste Brahmin. So, Buddhi is given to humanity to think about the realities. Thinking about the realities is the real utility of the mind. Otherwise, if you don't think about realities, other option is what? Unreality. Correct? If mind doesn't think about realities, it has to think about unrealities. Unrealities means what? Like shadow. Shadow is an unreality. So entire life, buddhi is going to deal with unrealities. Dealing with unrealities is like fighting with shadows. Waste of time and energy. Waste of time and energy. That's why our Sri Ramakrishna is to tell the purpose of human life is gaining the Ishwara Darshana. Ishwara Darshana means this Atma Jnanam. Since all don't use their buddhi and struggle to know this fact, Bhagavan gives them a title, Buddhus. Bhagavan gives a jnani the title, Saha Manushyeshu Buddhiman. That is another thing. See, this buddhi is not given to other species. Therefore, Manushyeshu Saha Buddhiman. Then one more title is given to that jnani, Saha Krishna Karma Krithu. Karma Krithu means what? One who has done. Krishnam Karma Krithu. One who has done all actions. How can you say? Because he is going to live in future another 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And we are going to see him doing so many big, big actions. How can he say that he has done all the actions? So Krishna Karma Krithu means Krita Krityaha. He has done all the future actions also, he says. Bhagavan says, he has completed all the future duties also. He is a person of nothing to be done. The title, Krishna Karma Krithu, if you translate in English, a person of done all to be done, or a person of nothing to be done. So he is called Krita Krityaha, Kritam Krityam. He has completed all his duties. How? By this knowledge, he has falsified his Kartrutva Buddhi, that I am the doer, idea is gone from him. So there is no Karta at all. There is no Karta at all. It is a falsified individuality. Vedic commandments will not reach him. So Veda says, Satyam Vada, Dharmam Chara, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, like that Vedic commandments are there. And social responsibilities are there. Both are there for whom? Both are there for whom? Not for inert thing, not for animal, correct? Not for inert thing, not for animal, not even for dead body. For a living individual only these things are available. Here Bhagavan says, even though Jnani is living in body, is going to live in the body, since he has falsified his Kartrutva, doership, whatever command have gone towards him comes back, postal address all illa. Vacated. House is there, but there is no person. Similarly, Jnani has discovered his individuality as an unreal thing. Karta, because the doer depends upon a person. Correct? I have done. I am the doer. Correct? The doer depends upon I. Ahankara depends upon aham. Karta depends upon aham. So I stand, then only actions come. In the absence of action also, I can live like sleeping. No action, but still I am alive. But in my absence, no action, no karta is possible. Therefore, he has understood, Atma is Satyam, doership is Mithya. Being a dependent entity, it is Mithya. A jnani who has falsified his individuality, for him, there is no address at all. So all commandments go towards him and searches. Where is that fellow? Where is that fellow? That fellow is gone. Inside nothing is there, house is there, that's all. In that way, no address, so all letters comes back. Or in other example, he has given lot of checks to so many people. He has given lot of checks. Checks you are putting in the bank for realization. Bank manager says, account is already closed. Bank account is closed. So no transaction is possible. So Veda cannot command him. Society cannot command him. Therefore, he is Krishna Karma Krithi. Nothing is there to be done by him. Nothing is there to be done by him. And in another angle, all actions are driven by a desire. Correct? Any action is caused by a desire. Without desire, no action is possible. So how desire comes? How desire comes? Desire comes when I feel something I am missing. Dissatisfaction, aparichinnatva in Sanskrit they call. Desire comes when I feel that I am dissatisfied, I am missing something. And why I feel that I am missing something? Because I don't know my purna nature, my purnatvam, I don't know. Whereas in the case of jnani, he knows that he is purna vastu, therefore no dissatisfaction, therefore no desires, therefore no action. In that way also we can explain, jnani being akarta, he doesn't struggle to become purnaha. He is already full and complete. Jnani never struggles to complete himself. And what about his problem belong to his body mind complex? His body mind complex is apurna vastu only, it is going to die, his body is going to die. He says, I have millions of body, I need not bother about death of one particular body. When Sri Ramakrishna was suffering out of throat cancer, he could not take food. So all the disciples were pestering him, please pray to mother that your disease should be cured. Sri Ramakrishna told, how can I pray? The prayer has gone already. The praying person also is not at all there. Praying person who? That's what? The praying person is Karta. So I have offered my mind to mother already. So praying happens only through mind only. That mind itself is not there, so I cannot pray. But they were insisting, especially Swami Vivekananda and others were insisting. So Sri Ramakrishna went near the temple, that's all. To tell, like that these fellows are telling. And he came back. What happened? Nobody knows. After coming back, he started scolding all the disciples. Because of your foolishness, I got scolding, lot of scolding from Divine Mother Kali, he said. Then they asked, what happened? Then he said, when I entered the temple to convey your prayer, Mother Kali showed me, are you not satisfied by eating through all the mouths? She showed millions of mouths eating. And you are bothered about one mouth that it is not able to eat at all, like that she showed. That means what? That samabhava is the inner understanding. So he doesn't bother about the problems about the one particular body-mind complex, one particular ahankara. So he never struggles to fulfill that ahankara at all. Because he knows ahankara can never be perfected. Ahankara means what? Body-mind complex can never be perfected. It can never become a perfect entity. It is an impossible act. Therefore, he doesn't work either for perfection of the ahankara or for the perfection of atma. Because atma is already perfect, you need not work. Anatma, body-mind complex is not possible to become perfect. Therefore, also, you need not struggle. So, jnani's desires are not fulfilled. But very root of the desires are removed. So in two ways you can be happy. One is, after fulfillment of the desire, you can be happy. A child wants an ice cream, when mother gives that ice cream, child is happy. Another child doesn't want it all. That child also is happy one. This is the way. Bhagavan says, he is Krishna Karma Krita. So one title given what? He is Buddhiman. He is an intelligent man. Another title is, he is the Krishna Karma Krita, he is a satisfied person, fulfilled person. Then third title is, Saha Yuktaha. Yuktaha means a yogi, a real yogi, not upside down standing. Yogasana yogi is not mentioned here. Yogi means what? An integrated person, a swami, master of his life. That's why generally the sadhus are called swami. Actual, the Swami word was only for a jnani. Because he is the master of his life. He is not bounded by either body-mind complex or his desires. So of all explanation, the three or four teachings we should keep in mind. Since this shloka is very terse and very difficult shloka, just I am concluding three or four teachings. The main teachings of this shloka is, I, the Atma, is ever free from duties and the results, papa, punya, phala. This body-mind complex, ahankaraha, can never be free from actions. Up to the day, it will be going on doing some actions. Jnani knows that I am the Atma, nitya muktaha, ever free. Jnani knows that this body-mind complex has its own problem, so he will not bother about solving those problems at all. And Jnani knows that this ahankara or kartrutvam is mithya, available for experience, but it is not a fact. Therefore, it cannot affect me. The problems of the body will not affect me. The general public is what? If body has fever, so what he says? I am feverish. Fever is for whom? Body. I am feverish. Mind is angry. He says, I am angry. Correct? I am angry. So, properties of the body and mind are taken by himself, but Jnani doesn't have that problem. So he keeps your problem, you keep it yourself, your luggage. He says, he also says this to others, not to this body. If others are suffering, what we say? What to do? It is his problem, his luggage, his karma phala, his papa, his punya, like that. The same statement Jnani says to his own body. The same statement he says to his own body. Your own prarabdha, O body, O mind, it is your prarabdha. Go through it. Don't complain. So therefore, he is called a Jnana Karma Sannyasi. Is a renunciate who has renounced all actions, not by stopping actions, but by knowledge. So we'll continue. For this shloka, Shankaracharya writes 4-5 pages of commentary. And when we studied, 13 hours he studied. So I tried my level best to make it to understand. I don't know whether it entered or not. We will proceed. Again and again, same ideas will come in other shlokas also.
Yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjitaha jnanagnidagda karmanam tamahuh panditam buddha.
Next 5-6 shlokas will be the explanation of this shloka. Because Bhagavan himself feels this is a very difficult shloka, so let me explain. So the next 5-6 shlokas will be up to 24th shloka. The explanations will be given. What is that explanation? Explanations of Jnani. Jnana Lakshanaha or Jnani Lakshanani. Bhagavan says that wise man is free from obsessions and preoccupations. Our mind is always preoccupied with something. Na? So Jnani's mind is free from obsessions and preoccupations. He doesn't have any expectations in life. He doesn't have any expectations in life. He doesn't have a simple expectation that I should get food. That also he doesn't have. He doesn't have struggle and anxiety which are born out of expectation. Any expectation will lead to either struggle or anxiety. Both of them he doesn't have. For him, life is an entertainment. Simple entertainment. Our Acharya Swami used to tell, time pass. Real time pass is available for a Jnani. He doesn't consider the life as a life of MBBS. I think I have told you this MBBS. You have to keep MBBS. MBBS means, for normal man, this life, you ask any elderly person, not youngsters. Youngsters are in butterfly mind now. So they will understand after 30-35. For a normal man, the life is what? Meaningless, burdensome, boring and struggleful one. Correct? For a person who has two or three daughters to marry, one or two sons who has lot of drink habit, drug addict, like that. That family man, you ask, what is life? Meaningless life. But burdensome. Lot of burdens are there. Two, three daughters are there to get them marry, and one or two sons are there, irresponsible sons, burdensome. and boring also. Daily same type of entertainment, same type of serials, same type of food, same type of books they have to read, same type of people they have to see. They cannot see varieties of people. Boring one, and at the same time full of struggle. So that is called MBBS life. Jnani doesn't have this MBBS life. Okay. And Acharya Swami used to tell, after passing MBBS, he may have MS also like that. He may have MS also. MS means what? Miserable suicide. He goes to that level. When he finds that it is not that much I can bear, so he goes for miserable way, end to the life. So for a jnani, life is here a play, entertainment. How? Because he has disidentified himself from his own body-mind complex. He doesn't consider the achievement of his body-mind complex. Body-mind complex means ahankara, his individuality. He doesn't consider the achievements of his own individuality as a great achievement, or he doesn't consider the loss gained by that individuality as a great loss. Now you see the difference. Both way, both belong to individuality. I am not the individual, I am all. That is the idea. So neither achievements nor failures can add or reduce his happiness. Both are mithya. That's what I told, na? Dream lottery will not add our bank account. Similarly, dream loss also will not reduce our wealth. So jnani doesn't have anything to achieve or anything to lose. So when the whole world bows down to him, oh, you are the savior of the world, he simply laughs at it, because he doesn't consider it as a great achievement. When whole world is against him, still he is not bothered about their opposition. In Upanishad, this condition is explained. Na karmana vartate no ganiyan esha brahmanasya mahima. What is the glory of this brahmanaha? Brahmanaha means who? One who understands this wisdom, one who understands this reality, one who has this wisdom. What is his glory? Nothing in the life can shake him. Neither the achievements nor the failures. What we see? This you can see in sports field. Tennis, suppose. Grand Slam he may have. When he wins that match, what he does? He simply throws the racket and the top of the world. And next match, Govinda. So what happens? So he bows down to the land and curses himself. He curses himself. So that will never happen with the life of jnani. Bhagavan says, yasya sarve samarambaha kama sankalpa varjitaha. The one whose actions are free from desires and mental projections. Kamaha means desires, I want to achieve this. Sankalpaha means mental projections. By achieving it, I will get something. Correct? I want to purchase a car. That is called desire. After owning that car, I will be more happy. I can take my girlfriend or boyfriend. I can take my family members. Like that projections are there, na? So some say, Swamiji, I should take you also in that car. That means what? Dignity is increased. By what? By adding one car, I consider my dignity is increased. Jnani doesn't have all these things. So he is free from both desires and mental projections or expectations. Then the question comes. In general world we see, any action is because of some desire. Correct? Any action is because of some desire. So desires are driving force for any action. When jnani doesn't have any desire at all, how can he work at all? Will he work at least? All the time like a log of wood, you will be lying down. or like a Mauni Baba, he will be keeping quiet, or he will shut himself in the caves. And we find lot of jnanis, jnanis like Shankaracharya, Krishna. Krishna was very busy man. At least Ramji had 12 years some free time. But Krishna from the day one onwards, very busy up to the end, no leisure at all for Krishna. And Shankaracharya life you read, within 16 years he could achieve so many grand things, which benefit still date we are having. After 1,200 years also, the benefit of his work humanity is getting. So they were so busy, they are acting so much. How can you say that? Without desire they act. Without desire, how can they act? Generally, dissatisfaction leads to desire. Desire leads to action. Action leads to result. Result leads to satisfaction. This is the way. When you don't have desire at all, how can you account for the actions of jnani? What is the driving force? The driving force is his own Purnatva. He is full and complete. He is full and complete. He doesn't want anything. Therefore, he can do anything. He is full and complete. And moreover, he is a man of compassion. He is a man of compassion means, suppose, a thorn pricks the leg. A thorn pricks the leg. So, who should shout? Who should shout? Leg only should shout. But mouth shouts. Understand? Leg is different from mouth. Thorn pricks the leg. Who shouts? Mouth shouts. And who cries? Leg doesn't cry. Eyes are crying. That means what? Though they are apparently different from one another, all belong to one individual. Correct? It is one entity, one person. With him, mouth, eyes and legs are there. Similarly, he considers the entire humanity as one body. So anywhere any type of suffering happens, naturally the reaction comes. Like when pricking happened, leg doesn't request, hey mouth, please shout, let them come for help. It doesn't request. Automatically mouth shouts, automatically tears come. Similarly, when humanity suffers, when the jnani finds that some society, some individual, some mind, when it suffers, the compassion is natural. It is not sympathy, it is ahetuka daya. It is called na hetu. There is no reason at all, but daya comes. That's why all the jnanis are called ahetuka daya sindhu. They are ocean of sympathy and compassion. Why? Because that identity, universal identity is there. Jnani identifies himself with everything in the creation. Therefore, the compassion is very natural to him. His attitude is, when someone is in need of something which I can share, why should not I share? When someone is in need of something which I can share, why should not I share? I am already full. By sharing, I am not going to lose anything. By sharing, I am not going to lose anything. Not by not sharing, I am not going to add something. So I am already full, so I will share. So the society considers jnani as a man of wisdom. Society considers jnani as a man of character, as a man of sympathetic words. People nowadays want some words, they don't want solution. When people come and cry, you should not give solution, because they don't want solution. They are not ready for solution. Simply you have to hear and tell some good words. That's what now modern Western psychology is doing. You go with your problem, he will charge you 1,000 rupees per 1 hour. What he will do? He will hear whatever you tell. Because in your family nobody hears. Neither wife hears, nor husband hears. Children, not at all hearing. They are ready to hear the TV. Google Mama and TV Mama is there, so they will hear the TV. They will not hear your words. So what they see? They try with human beings. Nobody hears. So finally they buy one dog.
keep on dog. At least one dog is there to love me. When a person enters the house, house members who are in house should invite, na, please come. So when he enters, all go to their own room. Children have a separate room nowadays. And mother also says, hey, father is coming. When father enters, mother says, hey, father is coming. So children are all afraid, because which mood he is coming, we don't know. How many luggages he is bringing, we don't know. So nobody is there to invite, nobody is there to share. At least one dog is there, dog has that smelling capacity. So he shouts and it comes and rounds. So nowadays the culture is what? Spend more money for the dog than spending money to the children. That is the idea. So the person, jnani, doesn't have all these problems. So he says, if you want anything, if you consider there is something in me, if you want that thing, I can share with you. I can share my wisdom, I can share my happiness, I can share my character, words of sympathy. Others also, to some extent they share, but they judge you and share, correct? They will judge you. Epa problem idiya illiya, first nodutar. They also may hear 5 minutes, 10 minutes your problems, but they are afraid of whether you will ask money from them or not. Suppose you are telling your problem, financial problem. Oh, acha, like this happened. Okay, let me go, like that they go. Because another 5 minutes later, you immediately ask loan. So they are afraid of, they are judging, but jnani doesn't judge anyone. He sees whether there is a need. These are all you can see in the life of Holy Mother Sri Sharada Devi. Every word of this Gita, you can see in the life of Sri Sharada Devi. And she can go to any extent to fulfill this one criterion, that she considers herself as mother of the universe. Whether it is a animal, or whether it is a great monk, or whether it is an ordinary person, or whether it is a fallen person, anybody comes, they can demand something from her, and he gave. And there is an incident, a parrot used to shout all the time. One parrot was there, all the time it will shout, ma, like that. She will leave all her work, go there, oh, I have come, don't worry. As though somebody, very important person is calling mother, and she will go and respond. And when people who are fallen, who are considered in the society as a wicked people, when they come, Amzad type of thieves and robbers, and other fallen women, others, when they come also, they received the compassion, sympathy, guidance, love, and of course even money also. No judgment at all. So jnani is a person who doesn't have any judgment, and he sees, is there any need? Is there any possibility of fulfilling that need? So immediately he fulfills. Neither he is going to gain something by doing that, nor is he going to lose something by not doing that. Therefore he does that. So he guides, teaches the society if there is a need, if there is a seeker for that knowledge. So his body, mind, complex happen to be the instrument in the hands of the Lord. In the hands of the Lord, his entire life is an instrument. So it is for loka sankrahartam, in Shastra they call it. So he doesn't consider himself as great also. When we give 10 rupees to a beggar, that moment we consider what? Nice thing we have done. Our own minds give some certificate, nice thing we have done. That idea also is not there for him. He doesn't consider that he have done something grand. He has saved the world. Nothing. Because he knows, if God wants to save the world, there is no need for any messenger, any sannyasi. There is no need. Simply lying down, if Bhagavan thinks, let the world save, the world is saved. Because every sankalpa of God must be the truth. It should be immediately implemented. So he knows. That's why whenever Swami Vivekananda was praised by people, he used to openly say, see, it's a privilege to work under the Lord. It's a privilege to be the instrument in the hands of the Divine Mother. And by the mere wish, Sri Ramakrishna can bring out thousands of Vivekananda from the sand, he used to tell. What does it mean? There is no abhimana at all. He was doing grand things. Entire society, nation, whole world is praising him. But that time also, this mind is not carried away by praises. Because he knows what is the truth. What is the truth? What is the truth? In reality, I can never do any action. All actions are done by body-mind complex. This body-mind complex is in the hands of the Lord. Therefore, it is doing grand works. If it is in the hands of somebody else, it will not do all these grand things. Because I am the instrument of the Lord, this body-mind can do all these grand actions. This idea he has, so therefore he doesn't have abhimana or even that idea that I am serving the society, I am helping the society, this idea itself is not there. So all his actions are out of purnatvam. General mind's actions are for the sake of purnatvam. What is the meaning of purnatvam? Fulfillment, happiness. Jnani's actions are out of purnatvam. Ignorant person's actions are for the sake of purnatvam. Therefore, all actions are kama sankalpa varjitaha. So, he doesn't have any desire, any expectations or mental projections. Then the question comes, okay, he may not have desire. He does some good action. So, it will produce result. Any action will produce result. Correct? It is a niyati. Whether jnani throws the stone or ajnani throws the stone, both will have result. So, will the jnani be affected by that result? If it is punya, one type of result. If it is papa karma, another type of result. If it is punya karma, good action, punyam is the result. If it is bad action means what? Killing. Krishna killed at least 1,000 people. Correct? And he was the cause of the death of at least about 10 million people. 17 times Jarasandha fought with Krishna. That last Mahabharata war is a mini-scale war. It's not an actual war. Actual war actually happened 17 times earlier. So whenever he had an opportunity to kill Jarasandha, he will not kill. So Balrama will be, Balrama means his elder brother, Krishna's elder brother. Hey, why you are leaving alive? Let him go and he will bring more. I have more accounts. That Jarasandha will go back and bring more and more adharmic people. So he used to tell, you leave him, he will go and bring more. 17 times like that. That counting is bigger than the final Mahabharata war. So Papa should come to Krishna. Papa should come to Krishna. Because whether you are killing directly or you are instigating other person to kill, both are papam only. So will it affect? Bhagavan says, nothing to him. No phala can affect him. Hatvata iman lokan na hanti na nivadyate. In the 18th chapter, he is going to tell, for the sake of imagination, you imagine a jnani kills the entire creation. Bhagavan says, na hanti na nivadyate. He will not be bound. That doesn't mean jnani means take one sword and kill everyone, do all akramas. What is the idea here? He cannot do any wrong thing, one idea. Another idea, even the actions which he does will not give any papam or punyam. Jnanagni dagda karmanam. Jnani is called dagda karmanaha. Dagda karmanaha means what? One whose actions are burnt. One who doesn't have either karma or karma phala, because the kartrutva, the individual is lost. House is there, house is vacated. This house, body, mind, complex house is there. Inside the house, the yajamana is absent. Where is yajamana? Yajamana is everywhere now. All pervasive consciousness. So it is the name of a jnani, dagda karmanaha. Burnt by what? Jnana agnihi, burnt by fire of knowledge. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell, he is like a burnt rope. Rope is there, you burn it. For all practical purpose, it will look like a rope. But just you touch it, there is no rope at all. Or it is like a roasted seed. That roasted seed looks like a seed, but it will not
proud. Similarly, his individuality is, it is available for experience of these people, but really it is not there at all. It is a burnt individuality. Tam panditam iti buddhaha ahuhu. Wise men call him as panditaha, as a wise person. Panditaha means what? Panda atma jnanam asti asti. Panditji nowadays they call, na? That is all Lamke Vaste Pandit. If you go to North India, Panda, Pandit like that they will tell. For music people also they will give Pandit like that. Here actual Panditaha means, Pandit means one who has this knowledge. Only a Jnani can recognize another Jnani. Who can say that another person has eyes? Only a person who has eyes can recognize eyes of another person also. Blind man cannot recognize a man with eyesight. Similarly, wise man alone understand the wise man. In Sri Ramakrishna's life, we come across one incident. Sri Ramakrishna shouts, hey Hridu, like that he shouts. One nephew was there. So when that nephew came, he shows a person, a beggar. Apparently he looks like a beggar. And that beggar was sitting in the middle of the garbage and eating that garbage food, thrown away food, along with dogs. So many dogs are there. He is feeding the dogs also and he is eating like a beggar, madman beggar. Sri Ramakrishna shows to his nephew Hriday, Hriday, you see, he is a great jnani. Oh, is it so? He is jnani, but he looks like a beggar. No, he is very great jnani. Then he was afraid whether he will become like that. So immediately he went to temple and told to mother, Ma, Veta Kurbena, like that don't do. I want to live decently at least. With dress or without dress, no problem. Sometimes with dress, sometimes without dress. Because Unmatta Bhava it is called. That jnani whom was shown by Sri Ramakrishna was in Unmatta Bhava. There is no partiality between dirty and clean things. So Hriday was fascinated. Though he was living with Sri Ramakrishna, great jnani, he did not understand the greatness of Sri Ramakrishna. So something extraordinary was shown to him. So people are always behind this extraordinary thing. So he went behind that jnani. Which jnani? That beggarly apparent jnani. Apparently who is like a beggar. So when that jnani understood somebody is following him, he started throwing stones also. So he was throwing. That Hriday was not leaving at all. Kichu bolun. Tell something. 24 hours Sri Ramakrishna is telling nice things. He is not ready to hear. But he went behind that begging jnani. And that jnani told, showing the gutter water and the Ganga, when both of these become one for you, you can say that you are a knowledgeable person. Who will think Ganga and gutter water one? Normal mind can never have that samadarshana. And jnani alone can find out another person as a jnani. Otherwise, general society will think, what? He is a madman. Are good for nothing, like that they will think. But jnani doesn't bother about. And Sri Ramakrishna used to tell, na, a diamond seller alone can know the value of the diamond. So according to the condition of the maturity of the mind, jnani is respected. If it is an ordinary brinjal seller, he will give 5 rupees for that diamond. Correct? Similarly, jnani is respected or not respected, he doesn't bother because he is not going to lose anything. So, buddhaha buddham iti ahuhu. Wise men call him as a wise man. More details of this jnani lakshana we will see in the next class. Krishnaya vasudevaya haraye paramatmane pranada kleshanashaya govindaya namo namaha.